I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 43-year-old guy named Anthony and a 48-year-old woman named Noelle were busted in New Jersey on Tuesday for, what's the word here? Oh, having sex in a garden outside a Catholic church.
Oh, that's nice.
You're going to hell, people. You're going to hell, right? Like, instantly, does that just send you there?
Pretty sure.
Like, fire and brimstone? Yeah, what had happened was they were right under the statue of the Virgin Mary. A priest spotted them and called the cops, wherein the police got there. Anthony and Noelle were still in the middle of getting it on. They were charged with lewdness, and like I said, they're probably going straight to hell.
Dang, they didn't even stop.
Nope. Oh, Lord. She was saying a lot about God, though, so she must have been religious. So
yeah, probably.
That's good, at least. This guy may not sound like a dummy, but this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's my biggest fear. It's why I don't do exercising. A man was ready for his first half marathon, but he ended up running a full marathon by mistake. What a dummy.
Wow, that's me.
Yeah, he thought the full and half marathon started at the same time, but, well, he was wrong. The half marathon started about 15 minutes later. He didn't hear that, though, because he was wearing headphones and wasn't listening closely when they were giving the starting announcements.
See? That'll get you when you're listening to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Is that your marathon music right there?
For sure. That's so something I would do, though. And then, though, wouldn't you feel so proud of yourself that you ran one by accident, a full marathon? I mean, he had to have felt accomplished.
Yeah, well, he says at an intersection, he was supposed to turn north. And, he turned north following the marathon runners. He was supposed to go south. So he started like, wait a minute, what's happening here? He saw the markings when he did that saying full marathon only. So do you turn around and maybe just run like a mile or two more, but you realize your mistake?
Oh.
No, he realized his mistake at mile marker number 8 and
Ooh.
Thought about, well, I'll just run to 13.1. That way I can say I did it. That was my goal. Then he's like, you know what? I'm actually feeling pretty good. So he continued, completed the 26.2 miles
Ooh.
In 5 hours, 54 minutes, and 26 seconds. They only gave him, though, a half marathon medal because that's what he signed up for.
You're no kidding. Way. That is so unfair.
That's so messed up.
He signed
Come
up
on.
For the half marathon.
He didn't pay full price.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my
God. He
could have
paid for it later after
You've
the fact.
You've got to be kidding
Oh,
me.
So it's an option if you want to do it now? I'm sorry. I side with MYK on this one.
Give him 2 medals.
No, but here's my thing. I would have stopped, dude. I did a 5K once, which is only 3.1 miles. Damn near killed me. Like, for the whole weekend, I did it on Saturday morning.
You're still recovering.
I am. Honestly, I can't walk still. I'd get my leg replaced.
Oh, my God.
But good for him. And your final Dummy of the Day story today, an 18-year-old high school senior, his name was Patrick, and he recently became a junior firefighter, which is basically, hey, you're a firefighter in training.
Yeah.
But he was sick of not seeing any action. They're like, no, Patrick, we got this. Just relax, Patrick. It's cool. You know, let the pros handle this one. You're just a junior firefighter.
That would get annoying.
So what did he do? Well, on Monday, he went to a 2-story duplex where he used to live and set it on fire.
Oh, well, that's one way to create some work for yourself.
Well, good thing was no one was home. Nobody was physically hurt. They lost all their stuff, though, because the building was destroyed and caused about $150,000 in damage. Thing is, somebody happened to see him walking around outside before the fire started. Then they realized, wait a minute, one of the firefighters is the same guy that I saw walking around before it actually caught on fire.
Yikes.
Yeah, he admitted he did it because he wanted to put a fire out. They never gave him a chance.
That is so insanely stupid.
Well,
I can't.
At least they're letting Patrick off easy. He's only facing charges now for arson, causing a catastrophe, and intentionally destroying an unoccupied structure, which are all felonies. So that shouldn't affect him too much.
What an idiot.
Those
and you know, you're putting your whole career in, like, you just had that all in front of you, and then you just let it go.
But what if he would have killed somebody? He didn't know people weren't in there.
You know what would have been better? Set up like a cat being stuck in a tree. Rescue that.
Genius.
Way safer.
Burn the cat or what?
No, burn it.
No,
get
what's
it
wrong
down.
With you? What's wrong
get
with
it
you?
Getting the cat down from the tree.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Set it up there and then just grab.
Oh, yeah, like, firefighters do that.
You go.
Yeah.
You know, he goes to an animal shelter. Adopts
exactly.
Fluffy. I'd like to rescue Fluffy, so he's a good person for that.
Yes.
Oh, no, Fluffy's in a tree. Oh, I'll save her. What a hero. But it would have been cool if he would have set like the bottom of the tree on fire so he had to get up there quicker.
Would have been way smarter to do it that way.
All right, well, next time you know, for all you junior firefighters out there, if you're trying to make a name for yourself, take Alex's plan. Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
The NFL changed the rules yesterday to stop players from kneeling during the national anthem. All 32 team owners approved a new rule designed to ban players from sitting or kneeling on the field in protest during the anthem. The league did give players the option of staying in the locker room until the anthem is over. In the past, all players had to be on the field during the anthem, so that is something that's changed. For teams who break the rules, the NFL will hit them with a fine. For players who break the rule, the teams themselves will decide on their penalties. This is what Commissioner Roger Goodell said.
We made modifications to our anthem policy after a great deal of discussion yesterday, again this morning. Clearly, our objective as a league and to all 32 clubs, which was unanimous, is that we want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something that we think we owe.
Ariana Grande said ex-boyfriend Mac Miller's car crash and DUI isn't her fault because she's not his mother or babysitter. She replied to someone on Twitter who blamed her for the incident, saying that she should have tried to support his sobriety and cared for him better. And she was like, well, you know what? Blaming and shaming women for a man's inability to keep his blank together is a very major problem. I agree with that.
That's for anybody. You do something stupid, you have to own your mess up.
Yeah, you know, like there have been celebrities or whatever. I see it all the time in politics where a political commentator, somebody that like has somehow ever retweeted them or something, they do something terrible, and then the political commentator or whatever is blamed for that person's actions. You are only responsible for your own actions. Ariana Grande is not at fault for Mac Miller's DUI. That is insane. She is absolutely correct when she says you shouldn't blame women for someone's inability to keep their blank together. This is really interesting. So a hairstylist said that a client she had once named Stephen Paddock spoke in the months before the mass shooting that a Las Vegas strip concert venue was susceptible to attack. So this hairstylist came out and said that Stephen Paddock was in her chair. She thinks that he kind of talked about what led him to open fire on October 1st. She said that he brought up to her on October 10th in late June or July, the attack happened in October.
Yeah.
He said to her that he couldn't believe an outdoor arena was built because a shooter could fire into the crowd from a casino across the way. She said that she felt a little uneasy, reported it to police. She said then a lady arrived to the salon to pick him up. The stylist thinks it's his girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley. The stylist told police, I asked her, do you know what he's been saying to me? And his girlfriend was like, oh, what? About somebody shooting into a crowd and, you know, wanting to hurt a lot of people? The stylist told police that the client said, So he then looks at her and says, I wonder what she's worried about because she's going to be out of the country. So if you remember when this shooting happened, his girlfriend was in the Philippines and she claims that she had no idea it was going to go down, which I think is BS. And this is the first we've heard in a long time even about this case because the FBI is still insisting that they still do not know what determined or what led to him opening fire on all those people, which I also don't believe. Mindy Kaling talked about how she feels she needs to reintroduce herself every single time she sees Rihanna.
But I think with Rihanna is that she's so famous that I feel like whenever I see her, I have to be like, oh, hi, Rihanna, I'm Mindy, I was in a movie with you, because...
You reintroduce yourself?
I reintroduced myself, and I think she seemed relieved that I did it.
Oh, really?
Because she was like, thank you.
Thank you, that's where I know you from.
And then she was very nice.
Former Bachelorette star Meredith Phillips claims that she was drugged and sexually assaulted by a masseuse during the filming of her season of the ABC reality series. After appearing as a contestant on Bob Guinea's 2003 The Bachelor season, she went on to become the second ever lead of The Bachelorette. Her season aired in 2004, by the way, if you don't know who she is. During an interview with Reality Steve, she claimed a producer hired a female masseuse to give her a massage during filming and that chick gave her a pill. She said, I thought that this was like to loosen my back up or something. I thought it was like Tylenol or whatever, but she said apparently it wasn't, because she said the lady goes, I'm going to give you a pill. She thought it was aspirin or something, and then she said it wasn't that for sure, because the last thing I remember is I was naked in a tub with her rubbing my back and other areas that she shouldn't have been. Then I was put in bed and I woke up naked, and I don't remember very much. It's very fuzzy. And she said, and I definitely was not drinking. She said she didn't come out about it at the time because she didn't really know how to say anything, you know, that whole thing, probably a lot of victim shame and all that stuff.
Of course.
Now she's coming out about it and talking about it, which is interesting. ABC has not made any comments yet about her claims. That is the garbage.
Oh, God, I love her. I swear I do. We all love her, right?
Of course.
We all do. She's going through those teenage years. It's the Joe and Alex show. Live the web, girl. We've been waiting all week to see if we could get you hooked up with Snake Pit passes,
yes,
and tickets to the Indy 500 on Sunday.
Yep.
And did it come through? Were you able to get what you were hoping for finally?
It did. It definitely has been an emotional roller coaster this week because we weren't sure if they had them, and they did have them, and then we couldn't find them. But then, yes, I finally got a hold of my Snake Pit pass yesterday.
And what happened?
So it's a wristband.
Okay. Like, how's it work? Like, is it kind of where, like, they like put it around there and it like glues?
So,
or sticks
no,
like that?
So it's like a felt wristband.
Okay.
So it's like material and it has like a little black, like, pulley thing to tighten it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like it slides up. Yeah.
So, like, I didn't know that you can't untighten it when you tighten it.
Yeah, Liv, haven't you ever been to any event ever or concert?
Apparently she's never been to a concert, and she pulled it, and so it looked like a support the troops or like an AIDS ribbon.
Oh, that's what
she made it look like.
So I pulled it because I was just sitting there like talking, playing with it, and I pulled it up really tight. And then I was like, and I tried pulling it back, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
You got to be kidding me.
So then what? Now you can't go?
So
how's she going to get it on her wrist?
Yeah.
I literally tried to like fit it into my wrist. Like it, I tried to pull it back. This mother little thing will not go back. Like it is so tight on there. It is so tight on there. And I'm like, this will only fit maybe a baby.
Well, that's
so
what I
what
suggested.
Are you gonna do?
Selling it to a baby to go to Snake
Pit.
Well,
so I was like torn because I'm going to have to pin it on my shirt. But then like, I feel like they're not going to let me
no,
in.
There's no, there's no way.
I'm going to steal it. So I literally was sitting there like, I finally got my tickets. And not even 2 minutes after I got my tickets, I messed it up for myself. As always. Always.
So now you're not going?
Well, so I wasn't sure. But then I got some tools, aka some paper clips, and I tried like pushing the felt back into the hole.
Oh my God.
She's gonna reverse engineer it over here.
I was trying to reverse engineer it. I was trying for, I'm going to say 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
A full 45 minutes. I got maybe a quarter of a centimeter.
You're kidding.
A quarter of a centimeter. And then MYK was finally like, let me see the damn thing. And he takes it.
Yeah. I'm not going to divulge my secrets.
Yes,
but
yes.
I was able to reverse it.
Oh, really? You were able to fix it then?
Literally
perfectly,
after
yes.
5 minutes, MYK, I was working on it for 45 minutes. MYK worked on it for 5 minutes. He reversed it. And I get to go to Snake Pit.
Maybe you should just go ahead and wear it now and just get
put it
ready.
On now.
Just get ready for Sunday by just keeping it on your wrist now, because I'm scared now you're going to lose it,
no,
or something else will
I know.
Happen.
I was scared of that too. So I taped the envelope it came in shut, like really tightly.
Now she's going to lose the envelope.
Yeah, exactly.
I threw
wear
away.
The bracelet.
Or she puts it on her wrist, she's going to lose her arm.
Oh gosh. See, no, we can't have any Mary Vincent stuff happening. We need you. We need you to wear the bracelet, Liv, please.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that now because I don't trust myself.
Yeah, me neither.
We don't either. Yeah, you can win tickets to see Lau. We're doing the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle. Also up for grabs this morning, if you're the victorious winner, how about this? Cedar Point passes. Let's get some teammates this morning for the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle. Kaylee, would you like to be on Team Joe or Team Alex this morning?
Ooh, Team Alex, all the way.
Oh, yes, all the way. Hashtag all the way.
I like that hashtag. All right, let me lock you in there, Kaylee, with Alex, and then let's go to Molly. Molly. Molly.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. You're going to be on Team Joe this morning, and I'm representing you. And then Alex is representing Kaylee. Let's go over the rules real quick, okay, everybody? Please sing along.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
No crunch? I believe it's home. Yes. This is so good. All right. The rules are simple. Our names, Joe or Alex, are our buzzers that stops the songs. We have to give both the title and the artist. Those are worth a point each. We can guess the theme of all three songs for 3 points at any time during the music battle. And we can go to our lifeline only one time for help. So that lifeline for Team Joe is Molly. And for Alex is Kaylee.
And listen, you cheaters, I'm taking your first answer that comes out of your mouth. No stalling.
Excuse
exact
me.
Song title, exact
Molly
artist name.
Molly and Kaylee are not cheaters.
No, not them. You two.
Never.
You guys are the violators.
I think you mean Joe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we a team or are we doing our
I
show?
Always have to all pretend right that I'm talking to both Joe and Alex.
Like I said, I live in a world where the deck
stack
against me.
Molly and Kaylee, totally innocent lives.
Right. Here we go. Song number one.
First answer.
The Joe and Alex Show music battle is...
What is love?
Joe.
Joe.
That is, What is Love? Rhythm is a Dancer?
You just named two songs. You should have named an artist. But you got 1 point for the first one.
Okay. I didn't know the other one. I guessed too early, and I was just like, I'm going to do something.
Digging all the 90s songs.
Rick Astley or something?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool if Rick Astley did this one.
It's Hathaway.
Oh. Wait, ooh, isn't it called Rick Rolling?
This is no, not Rick the this is not this is not the Rick Rolling song. You,
oh, it's not?
Never no gonna let you down.
Oh, you're right, you're right. That'd I'm be, getting confused.
This could be a new one though. What is love? Oh man, I've been What Is Loved again.
I get those songs confused.
Same thing. It's
same
all
thing.
Past.
Pretty much.
There's all
right.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. All right, are you ready? Here we go.
That's my Alex impersonation.
Whatever, again?
Nobody cares about him. Oh, <I don't, yeah>. Who's Hathaway? Nobody cares.
It's true, though.
Song number two. The Joe and Alex Show music battle is...
Alex.
Alex.
It's No Doubt. I don't know the song.
Okay. This doesn't count because I didn't buzz in. I can talk out loud, right? To my head?
Oh,
can
I know what it
can
is.
Can I talk out
yeah
loud? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think it's like the Carnegiens or
oh
something.
Oh, no, you gotta oh stay quiet because, like, oh, what if okay your partner talks?
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, no yeah talking, partner.
You can talk a little bit, yeah, but just make sure she does.
All right, I'm gonna buzz in Joe, and I'm gonna tag in my teammate here, Molly. I think it's the Cardigans, like, Love Me, but I don't know if I'm right. Am I right at all? You got a guess?
What did you say it was called?
I think it's like the group's The Carnegiens, and I think the song's called like Love Me, but I could be totally wrong. I'm just guessing. I only could talk to you one time.
I'm gonna say.
Need something.
Answer,
he's gonna
Molly
give me 0 points if we don't guess something.
Four.
Okay.
Three.
Love Me is fine.
All right. Two. I'm gonna say The Carnegiens, Love Me.
No, 0 points for both.
Is it Sixpence None the Richer?
No, no. Oh
it
my
is
God.
The Cardigans, not the Carnegiens. The Cardigans, Love Fool.
Right,
Love Fool.
I would like to debate that, but fine. I feel
you said
like
Carnegiens twice.
I feel like it's the same thing.
Your final answer was Carnegiens.
And what is it?
Cardigans, like a sweater.
Okay.
I said
right
Carnegiens.
No, you said Carnegiens.
You said it
Carnegiens
wrong.
Okay.
You
cool
said it again. Yeah.
You see, you're still saying
but it's
it
the same thing. Tomato, tomato.
Oh, should I take
no
a point? Should I give a point for a speech impediment or no?
No.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. It's I got to take your. I got to take the actual answer.
Carnegiens.
The Carnegiens.
People have different dialects all around the world. I just, you know, it's cool. My people are hated
it's
on.
Not, it's not like data, data, tomato, tomato. They're just saying it wrong.
GIF and GIF are the same thing, but okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it's not a GIF or GIF word, though. Like, people don't say Carnegiens. You say Carnegiens.
Carnegiens? You wear a Carnegiens sweater?
Well, I don't, but if I had one, yeah, it could be one.
Oh, my God. This is like giraffed. No.
But you know it's giraffe, don't you? You know I'm, when I say that, I'm saying.
Yeah, because it's you, because I'm used to you, and I work with you, and I know what you can't say right.
Well, in your opinion, respectfully. All right. After, what is that? Is that two songs or three songs we've done?
It's only been two songs, and Joe and Molly have 1 point, Alex and Kaylee with zero.
Joe is living proof that if you are in school and you try out for your spelling bee and you lose, or you try to do public speaking and you fail, you can still have a career in radio.
Not a spelling bee. Joe is a spelling wasp.
And I just, all right, today, so I just had a pen explode all over me.
Oh, well, good thing we have a producer that keeps score for you.
Geez,
yeah, what are you writing over there? You don't need to write anything.
The names of people.
Alex,
all
is, right, she has nothing over
third
there.
Third song.
All right, let's go. We got songs to play.
I got ink everywhere. Jeez. All right.
You're like an octopus, Joe.
Well,
I get nervous.
Everywhere.
Your ink exploded everywhere.
Here we go. Song number three.
And
Joe.
Alex.
Joe.
Whitney Houston. I Will Always Love You.
2 points for Joe and Molly.
I will always love you.
nobody else loves me. All right, so we're going into the last two songs. What's the score?
Score is 3 points, Joe and Molly, 0 for Alex and Katie.
I feel like I'd be up more than that. Okay, cool. Joe, I'd like to guess the theme.
Sure, go ahead, Joe.
All the songs, is this where if I say it one time it's wrong, I can't spitball it? I'm going to say all the song titles have love in them.
Yes, just because we're giving away tickets to Lauv,
dang it.
All the songs have love in them.
Oh, your homie's got six.
Dang it.
So that means you got to get these next two.
Okay.
Alex. Go ahead.
It's Taylor Swift, Love Story.
2 points for Alex and Kaylee.
Booyah.
Yeah. Wow.
Sticking with the 90s theme, guys.
Tubular, dude. All right. All right. The last song right here in the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle is... Joe. That is You Give Love a Bad Name, and that is by Bon Jovi.
Lots of stalling there, Joseph, but you got 8 points, and dang. Alex and Kaylee only have two. That means Joe, whoop the cheeks.
Sorry, yeah. Kaylee.
How's your butt feel, Alex?
Yeah. So sorry, Kaylee. That was really epically terrible.
You give love a bad
Even
name.
With Carnegie's, he destroyed you, Alex.
Carnegie's.
Yeah. All right, congratulations to Molly this morning, winning Lauv tickets or Love tickets and Cedar Point passes. Way to go this morning. Ask Alex. It's your chance to email the show. All you got to do is do it. JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com or on social media at JoeAndAlexShow for Twitter and Instagram. Send us a direct message and we will somehow, some way get you on the show. Let's see. Today, I believe we're talking to Riley. Is this Riley?
Yeah, guys.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Riley?
Hey. Well, basically, I'm a little advice. I'm going to Snake Pit this weekend with some of my sorority sisters. Yeah, for the first time.
Okay. It's super fun. You're going to love it.
Oh, I'm so excited. And, well, here's the thing is that they're wanting to play this game that's kind of, like, going around. And I just wanted to, you know, get some advice on it because I'm just kind of nervous to do it. They want to do this thing called Silly String. Have you guys heard of it?
Silly String? Like,
yeah, I used to like Silly String all the time as a kid. Like for birthday parties, we'd bust out the cans.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You'd spray people. Careful, though.
No.
It's flammable. Do not smoke. I think you can vape around it, but don't smoke around it. That could be dangerous.
No. It's the kind of string us girls have during a certain time of the month.
Like a feminine product?
Yeah.
So, what does that have to do? I know what you're talking about. We don't have to say it. I think we all understand what it is now, a product as a string. What game is this?
Okay, so basically, Silly String is actually soaking them in vodka and then wearing them so that the alcohol gets in your system faster.
You're joking.
Gets,
you know,
what?
No, it gets you like super drunk. And everyone at school started to do it. And I've heard people get all, you know, so hammered off of it. And so like, I'm just a little scared to do it. I mean, people get like blackout drunk over this. And I don't know if any of you have tried it or if anyone listening has given me any tips.
Yes, Joe has tried it.
No, obviously I don't. Wait, no, real quick. Are you saying this is something that only, in a sense, a woman could do because a guy doesn't have this? Or is I'm saying there's another side to the body that we all have that I've heard.
I don't think you would do that.
I've heard of people doing different types of chugging, yes. It's called that, you know, that area chugging.
No.
Look it up. Just the word. Yeah, like, I wouldn't watch video. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
I mean, they do that at fraternities.
Yes, they do. That will get you drunk.
Girls wear this all day long? Yeah, I feel like that would be dangerous. Liv, you were in a sorority in college. Have you heard of this?
So I have not done it. I have not done it, but I definitely know like a group of girls who have done it.
But is this to save money? Why aren't you going to be doing this like just drinking regular beer and liquor? I mean, everybody's going to have it. You probably could get it for free if you're cute.
Well, yeah, the problem is that there are rules in the sorority and like you can't be pictured on social media, you know, with alcohol. So, you know, this is a way to get around it.
Liv, yeah, like when you that. Were, there were rules for you too?
For sure. If you are pictured with alcohol, you will get sent to standards, which is like pretty much the cops and like the mom of the sorority. And she's in your chapter and like they tell you what you can and cannot do. And if you like break a rule, like say that you post a picture to Instagram holding a beer can, then you will get sent to standards and you will either get on like social probation so you can't go to parties or you can even get kicked out. That's how I was kicked out of my sorority, was because I had a video of girls chugging Smirnoff Ices on my Snapchat.
But do they really think that we don't know that guys in fraternities and girls in sororities drink alcohol? That's really that big of a deal? Wow.
Yeah, it's like really stupid.
Okay.
Okay, well, see, I wonder if this can affect fertility, because I can't imagine putting alcohol directly down there. It would be healthy at all.
You're talking fetal alcohol syndrome or what?
Don't girls get a thing, though, like when they use that product for something else, what it's intended for? If it's in there too long, can't that get you sick?
Yeah, like toxic shock syndrome or whatever.
Or in this case, intoxicated shock syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That just sounds dangerous then.
Wouldn't the alcohol kill the germs, though? Like, I feel like you wouldn't get that. Like, I feel like it's really not that as harmful as people think.
People can die from alcohol poisoning. It sounds like you're going to get yourself killed. It sounds, to me, I mean, Riley, I think it's not a smart idea.
Well, I've never heard of anybody dying from it.
Well, I haven't either, but I also have never heard of anybody doing it until you. I think we got to ask. I want to ask other college students if you're listening to call in. Have you heard of this? Have you done it? Have your friends done it? People in the medical field, is this safe? I mean, is it another option, a way to get drunk? Like, people do Jello shots. There's different ways that you can get
Please
drunk.
Please don't. I'm doing Jello shots this weekend. Me doing a Jello shot is nothing next to, what is it, a silly string?
Is it just weird? Is it just, okay, here's the question. Is it dangerous or is it just unorthodox? That's the question that we're asking.
All right, what was it, Liv?
I'm not condoning it by any means, but I also do want to say I've heard of girls doing this so they don't get the calories of alcohol.
How do you, if there's calories, it's calories.
No, because you can't absorb calories through like the wall of your downstairs.
You absorb calories
through your stomach and intestine. I'm just saying.
Can anybody with a medical experience though too? I feel like this is dangerous. Listen, I don't care like how you get drunk, but I feel like that's a dangerous way to do it.
This is so weird to me. I'm like terrified of a teenager and a college age kid one day. I am absolutely terrified.
317-239-1009. Any advice for Riley, who's in a sorority here and they want her to do silly string? It's where you soak alcohol in a feminine product and
wear it all day and get drunk. Woo! Pew, pew, pew.
Snake Pit is going to be going on this weekend. Deadmau5 will be playing, Grizz, Axel and Grosso. Who am I missing? I'm missing one other person right now. Totally blanking. Oh, Diplo, right?
Diplo.
So we've got on the phone right now somebody in a predicament, and that's Riley. She's trying to figure out what to do. Her sorority wants her to silly string. I don't even know what to say about this. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, what are people saying, Live the Web Girl, about this?
Jennifer said, I am an RN, and I always, until this girl on Ask Alex, she would be extremely likely to develop alcohol poisoning, as she would be absorbing alcohol at a much higher rate and directly into her bloodstream.
That's what I was saying.
And then Rebecca said, this girl is dumb. What is wrong with kids? # officially old. And then Zach said, would this sterilize her downstairs for sex?
Well, I guess Zach's moving forward.
All right. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Riley, let's take some calls for you this morning. Let's talk to Jenny. Jenny, you're on the Joe and Alex Show with Riley.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was just calling. It seems highly unlikely that she would get horribly drunk, seeing as though the product that she's going to be soaking only soaks up about 15 milliliters, which is half of the amount of a shot glass.
Wow, this is like coming in with the math here.
And also, the vodka is very irritating to that the skin of that area. So, and if you've ever had like razor burn or like a cut and you get alcohol on that, that's probably going to hurt.
Yeah.
And inserting that thing, if it's, you know, plastic or cardboard, dependent, that's going to hurt.
What if you use something different like Fireball? How would that be?
Oh, gosh.
I would definitely not recommend anything that has any additives. Because if you do that, you're risking infection. So, like, sugar additives or, also, like, Fireball or cinnamon.
No mixers?
No, God, no.
No Smirnoff ices. That's not how you want to get iced.
No, like cranberry and, like, orange juice.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Cranberry juice is good for you, so maybe cranberry vodkas.
Pineapple juice makes it taste better.
Oh, God. Sydney, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say for this?
Hi, so just a couple things. So one thing is my friend's uncle is an EMT and ended up they had to pick up a girl from a concert because she pretty much like was so blacked out and was having alcohol poisoning and actually ended up on like life support because it absorbs so quickly.
Wait, well, what did she, do the silly string thing?
Yes, they had put they had done the tampon thing.
Okay, no. Silly string, please. I don't want to, okay.
Silly string, sorry. Okay.
Are you serious? Was that here?
I don't actually know. He's worked in a few different areas, gotcha. So I don't know if it was Indy or not.
Okay.
He was, wow. Because I was in a sorority in college, and so he was, like, giving us all this, like, horror stories of things not to do that he's seen college
So Riley is right. This is a game that people are playing in college, at least college, maybe high school, too.
No, it was never really considered a game. It was just, like, for the people who... We're like the crazy people doing Molly and stuff.
Right.
It sounds like, yeah.
I feel like we're the people that did it. But also, like, in our sorority, you just put down the drink if you want to take a picture.
Yeah, why is that like, not an option?
Yeah, really. Can't you put it behind your back?
If you're all in the same sorority and you have the same standard rules, like, just put the drink down or blur it out or whatever you got to do.
All right, good advice.
All right, I mean, so far, Riley, what do you think about, like, this thing that people are telling you? Does that kind of scare you or change your mind?
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't want to be the only girl in my friends group that doesn't do this, you know? And then I'm, like, stuck taking care of a bunch of drunk people. You know, and everyone's going to say, like, I'm, you know, like, not fun. And it's just, you know, it's just getting drunk. And, like, I don't know. I haven't heard, like, these things. Nobody else said anything about, like,
these are medical people, though. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but have they done it?
But they've seen people almost die from it. Hold on. Let's talk to Leanne. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Is this dangerous?
Very dangerous. It goes directly into your bloodstream. So 4 years ago, don't know if you heard the story, but there was a kid from Carmel that was at a party, and they were doing it with funnels in their rectums and pouring straight vodka in it.
Disgusting.
He went into cardiac arrest and died.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, because he came to a local hospital that I was working at. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. They did, you know, his tox screen was ridiculous. I mean, the amount of alcohol that was in there. But, you know, of course, you couldn't smell it on him, but they finally found out, and he didn't survive. He isn't surviving.
Holy cow.
Riley, do you want that to be you we read about on Monday?
I mean, no, but the other lady said that it was only like half a shot, so...
Well, that's a fair point.
Yeah, she did say she's not chugging. She's not.
I mean, I don't know.
It.
Leanne did see the guy die, so thank you, Leanne, for calling in this morning. But you know, what does she know? I guess, right? Anonymous. Okay, you're a nurse.
Yes.
What is your knowledge that you can share with us? Is this something that is being a kind of scare tactic? She'll be fine, or is this dangerous?
It is very dangerous. I mean, if you want to say that it's just a cap that goes in, but say it absorbs more, that's just what the box tells you. I'm pretty sure women know that those things absorb pretty well sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing is, too, is when you consume alcohol orally, your stomach acid breaks it down, your liver takes a portion of it. So it breaks it down once it finally gets into your bloodstream. But when you're absorbing it through tissue and other parts of your body, it is a direct access to your blood. And that means you're getting the full-on potent of that alcohol, not just like you're sipping a cap of vodka and it's going down, because that's going to be broken down in your stomach. What food, stomach acids, and this is like literally injecting like vodka into your system. And if you're a petite girl, you don't drink very much, it's probably going to hit you a lot harder and faster. If you want to black out and have something fun to fit in with the crowd, be my guest. But I mean, if these people are only going to be in your life for a fraction of it, you know, unless you worried about long-term issues, like long-term damage if something happens or you pour too much into that thing
mm-hmm.
and you screw up your life, I mean, it's only just to impress a few people during one part of the year. I mean, you've got to weigh the options with, to be smarter.
With your expertise as a nurse or your experience, you brought up the thing about your stomach breaking things down. Do you think it would slow down the process of her getting drunk if maybe she tried to do some food there first?
No.
And then put it, because you know like how when you eat food before you drink, usually it's better than just drinking on an empty stomach?
No.
All right, wondering.
No. I made great observation, but no.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you, Anonymous, for calling in this morning.
So, Riley, as we wrap this up, what is your final decision going to be? Do you think you're going to try it and just hope for the best, or are you going to not do it?
I mean, I was kind of hoping for advice for, like, how to make it work better, not necessarily to do it or not to do it. Mm. I don't want to be the only person not doing it.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I'm going to, and everyone else has done it. So, like, I, you know.
Well, we're not your parents, so we can't force you to do anything. And plus, you're an adult anyway if you're in college. So you got to make your own decisions. I would say don't do it. That's my two cents.
I would say soak it in water and play along. Like,
yeah.
Hey, look at
yeah,
all this.
There you
right
go.
Here.
Genius. Would you do that? And you could be, oh, I'm so drunk.
Yeah, but then like everyone else is drunk, and I'm like the only sober person.
Go ahead, Liv.
Also, I just want to say, girlfriend, don't do it. Sororities are not for 4 years or just until they get sick of you and kick you out. So,
Liv's still
don't
better
do
if she got kicked out.
Hmm.
All right. Well, Riley, I agree with Alex, and NYK is a genius right there. And anybody listening, by the way, too, we don't condone doing this. I think we all agree it's kind of a dumb idea.
But it's important, I think, that parents know that this is something that's going on.
Oh, for sure. But don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, you're a dummy if you do that.
All right. Well, be careful, Riley.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. That's Riley here on the Joe and Alex Show. There's something came out in a new survey, and it actually has to do with office fights and involving temperature. And I look around this room, and it looks like a 3-against-1 fight most days here. I don't know what to do. Are you happy with your office temperature? A survey found 46% of people, so almost half of us, aren't happy with the temperature in our office or our workspace. 1 in 5 of us have secretly messed with the thermostat.
Yeah, well, it's either mess or die.
Yeah, and 5% have gotten into arguments with a coworker. I believe that number's higher. You have to be higher than that. I've seen today already. I set it at 74. I saw Liv come in here, just beep, put it right there. What are you laughing about, Chuckles?
I can't help it. I'm so cold all the time in here, Joe.
Then just wear like a hoodie or something.
No, I literally try to wear.
You should wear a tank top.
You
You're
want
the
me to get
only
naked?
One.
I'll take off my damn
you
shirt
should
right
do
now.
The show
yeah,
shirtless.
Literally, I don't know.
I will. I'll do
you
it just
totally
in my boxes.
Do the show
so you can
shirtless.
Look. You can look at my pepperoni pizza chest, and you can look at my junk swinging out here. I don't want you to see it, but that's what it's going to be.
I'm already dressed for like 50-degree weather, and it's like 90 outside today.
Okay. Well, studios are supposed to be cold and every office space is different, but it's better for everybody in any office situation to be colder than hotter.
I don't understand why we can't be neither. Why we have to be cold or hot? Why can't we just be comfortable?
Well, our system does suck. I think we'll all agree our temperature in here is terrible.
Yeah.
Like the thermostat doesn't work. It's either hot as balls, you're in hell, or you're freezing.
Straight up, that's like, for me, it's grounds to quit. If I'm constantly absolutely unhappy and uncomfortable in my workspace because someone's freezing me out all the time, like that, I can't work in that environment.
Are you going to negotiate that in your next contract? Like, I want a new thermostat. I can't even say thermostat.
Thermostat, yes, yeah. I probably will. I'll probably say, and I will only agree to work on Radio Now for any longer if the thermostat is kept at 75 degrees daily.
No way. It's got to be at least 74. Have you guys had this problem anywhere else or just working with me?
Just working,
With you.
Really?
Absolutely.
100%. Nobody else likes to be polar bear frozen.
Yeah. I don't like
9 million jobs and horrible conditions. You're the only one that has made the temperature deadly.
But it's
we're all
not
trying to live in here.
I think we should just agree that it's got to be cold and, because the cold keeps you focused.
Oh,
if you get
yeah
too hot, you relax and you're like, you know, you fall asleep. I don't want you guys napping on me.
No, because when I'm cold, I don't want to get up out of my chair because I have to snuggle into a little ball and cover myself up with all my sweaters because I'm freezing.
Maybe you and Alice could sit next to each other, like that whole body heat idea right there. You probably would feel on fire after a little bit.
Probably would.
All right. Well, if you've got an office, we'd like you to tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. And are you in the same situation as Alex, producer MYK, Live the Web Girl, where you work with somebody that freezes you? Or are you like me and they try to roast you like you're a piece of meat? I should not be sweating like this. on my way home. You know me. I'm in the Broad Ripple area. McDonald's right there. Shout out. I ain't getting paid for it, but shout out. They have Wayback Wednesday. You can get yourself a 59-cent hamburger or a 69-cent cheeseburger.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, McDonald's is doing Wayback Wednesday? Then can we please bring back?
I don't know if it's everywhere. I don't know if it's everywhere, but at least in Broad Ripple where I'm
okay,
at.
Okay, well, then can the Broad Ripple McDonald's please bring back those like cinnamon-flavored animal cookies, but they're like the shapes of the McDonald's characters?
What are those?
McDonaldland cookies.
Yes. I don't even know about those.
L-I-T.
Dude.
Those things are the most amazing cookies on the planet.
The taste of my childhood. Those were the best cookies ever of all time. They're like animal crackers. But anyway, I would like those to come back. Thanks.
Okay, no, well, let me get to my point, though, real quick here. Okay. Not to cut you off. That's cool. But what happened was this, is that I got my food. And I'm like, thank you. Just be nice. And I always say thank you. And it made me mad. I saw the story about how people are protesting at the McDonald's headquarters because they want $15 an hour. But here's my thing. If you can't say thank you, you don't get anything. And that's not just there. It's anywhere. Everywhere I was yesterday, nobody said thank you. You hold the door, no thank you. Why don't people say thank you anymore?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's terrible because we're just living in like a self-serving time. Everybody's selfish. Nobody cares about other people. It's all about me, me, me.
Yeah, and if you're in customer service and you don't say thank you, you need to be replaced by a kiosk.
Yeah, because that thing says thank you on the screen at least.
But you're not saying it was the workers. You're saying it
he
was
said
just
it was
other
the worker, right?
This person in particular, they're like, just they seem miserable. I get it. I've done jobs I've hated, but just say you're welcome. You don't have to say you're welcome, sir. Have a great day. Thank you for coming here. But it just in general, I've noticed people never say thank you, and I want to see if anybody else noticed this.
I just want to let it be known in all my part-time jobs, I'm that obnoxious person that just did what Joe did. You're welcome. Yeah, have a great day. You're awesome. Thanks. I like your hair.
317-239-1009. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. I took a breather. I calmed down. It just bothered me the other day when I went through a drive-thru, and I just know other people, too. Nobody says you're welcome. How hard is it? I mean, like, I know if I open a door, it's supposed to be a kind gesture, but to say it, it goes to show what kind of human you are. You know what I mean?
Totally.
317-239-1009. Social media, I'm sure we have a ton of that. I'll check in with Liv the Web Girl in 1 second, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this and what do you want to say?
Hi, it's me, Hector.
Has anyone? Jeez. Liv, did you put him through? Hold on. We have to tell people. They don't know who Hector is. We talked to this guy, Hector, yesterday. He emailed us, what, 7 times?
Yeah, like a lot.
Okay, he wanted to come on air and tell Joe and Alex Show listeners about this amazing thing that he did to his house. He pretty much remodeled it, even in the back. It's amazing. And now it's up as an Airbnb, and it's $275 a night. What else am I missing, Alex? Or what else are we missing here about this Hector?
Well, his backyard, he said, was like a luxury resort. He said he dug a hole and filled it up with water, and there's one lawn chair out there so you can watch your friend swim. You said you got a chameleon, right, Hector?
Yes, I do have a chameleon. His name is Asparagus.
Yeah, and he said he's free range. He walks around the house, might take a shower with you, might sneak in. What else do people need to know for a fresh reminder in case they weren't listening yesterday?
Well, like I said, I've been working on my pool. I've been digging on it, and it is pretty much ready for people to enjoy. It's about 5 foot deep and about 10 foot across.
Wow.
Is there a lifeguard on duty or what's the policy?
There's no lifeguard. It will just be me there. And it is very close to being ready. It just needs to fill up with water. But other than that, I think that my Airbnb is all set for guests. So has anyone reached out to you? Has anyone called?
No,
unfortunately, we checked our Joe and Alex Show email, and you guys checked our DMs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing yet, Hector, but don't get discouraged. There's still a day or two till the race.
Okay, well, like I said, it's $275 a night, all the amenities, everything that you need.
Free socks, right, if your feet get cold, you said?
We have free socks, yes, because there's a hole in front of the refrigerator. So, you know, we're just waiting on some guests, me and Asparagus. I just, you know, if you guys have anybody that reaches out, just have them please, you know, give me a call. I left my information with you guys a couple times.
Oh, Hector, it's our number one priority.
Yeah, we know.
It's the number one thing that we're going to do, okay?
We're working on it, bud.
My favorite of Hector. What did you clean?
I did clean my sink. Yes, all the sinks in my house are clean.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, Hector, you have yourself a great day, and if we don't talk to you, I hope not. You have yourself a wonderful weekend, okay? And have fun and be safe.
Thank you, guys. And please let me know if somebody reaches out.
Yes, we will. We will tell you.
All right, bye, Hector.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This guy does not quit. He is one hell of a salesman. Somebody get him into luxury car sales.
Okay. Well, there goes a great topic.
So fantastic. Hector might be my new favorite person.
Do you think anybody's going to email us?
No.
JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com and actually want to stay.
If they have a death wish.
In Hector's place. Why do you think he's actually going to hurt somebody? She's kind of, what's the word?
Strange.
Awkward. Yeah. A little different, maybe?
He's definitely strange. I would not be staying somewhere where somebody's got a chameleon that might jump in the shower with me, holes in their floor. No. I cannot believe he called us again about this.
All right, if you are interested in it, because I feel like we should pass on the information, because what we'll do is we'll exchange your info with him. It's kind of, you know, rent at your own risk. Radio Now 100.9, let's see, our parent company, Urban One, and of course, the Joe and Alex Show. We take no responsibility for what may or may not happen. I want to throw that out there, but you can email us, JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com, and I guess we could connect you. Definitely going to want to hear from you at 317-239-1009. The situation going on here with Kendrick Lamar. A couple of days ago, Alex told us about what happened in a concert. He actually had a fan. This is down in Alabama. He invited her. Her name's Delaney. She's a white fan to sing Mad City during a set at the Hangout Festival in Alabama. And, well, this is kind of what happened.
Our rules and cliffs all got along. They probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yah, 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 yah.
You gotta bleep one single word, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do it?
She did. The word he's talking about is the N-word. This is like the original song right here, and this is edited, too.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear, yah, 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 yah.
Man down, where you from?
And what he's saying right there is, man down, where you from, my N-word. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, F who you know, where you from, my N-word.
Yeah.
So, obviously those are the lyrics, and that's how he'd perform it live, Alex, but she's a white woman rapping the N-word. Like, she knew all the lyrics to the song, and a lot of people are saying, whoa, 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 you can't do that, because you can hear them booing.
A lot of people were very upset with her, and it's been pretty controversial online, and I honestly... I'm so tired of this double standard. I don't think the N-word is okay for anyone of any race to say. I honestly, it's between that word and the slang, like the slang F-word that a lot of people, like, you know, have referred to gay people as. Those are the two words that I absolutely cannot stand when they're said by anybody. That includes rappers or gay people. Just because you're gay, I don't think you should say that F-word. And just because you're black, I don't think that you should say the N-word. And my number one thing is, why would you... I don't understand the, well, we're black, so we can say it. And if, you know, I'm rapping, I can put it in hip hop. We're like reclaiming the word. I understand where they're coming from with the psychology behind that. But the thing is, I think that word is divisive, is a divisive term. It's a disgusting word from a disgusting time. Why, if you don't want anything to do with anything else from the time that that word was used, why would you still use that word? Why not do away with it completely? And the thing is that Kendrick Lamar and all these other rappers that use it. They want any race to consume their music and buy their music. Hip hop is the number one most listened to genre of any music now in the 2010s for any race. White people listen to hip hop more than any other type of music, and black people. It's equal. Kendrick Lamar is expecting everyone to consume his music the same way, right? And buy his music. So I don't understand. You can't expect a white person to then just, like, you know what I mean? Like, not consume your, like, you're putting the music out. They're going to listen to it the same.
I wouldn't expect, like, if I was up on stage and I was singing Mad City, there's no way in hell I'd be saying the N-word.
No, I wouldn't either.
I would censor myself right there.
Absolutely
not. And I would expect that, like, if you and I went to the show, like, Alex, I know you wouldn't, but, like, you can't say that word. Like, what are you doing?
Like, I think it is fair for Kendrick Lamar to be offended that she said that. I think that's fair.
I don't think it's fair because I think he shouldn't put it in the music at all. But I also think she's stupid. She should have known, like, if she's going to say that, everyone's going to freak out because she's white. But I just think, right, like, where we are in time, like, that word is so awful, and it's just, it hasn't helped. How has reclaiming that word and saying that word, how has it helped your community? I don't think it has helped. I think it's still, there's still problems, and it's still a terrible era that we should be doing away with completely.
317-239-1009. Definitely want to hear from people that are in the black community what you think about this, because obviously a bunch of four white people talking about it doesn't have much of a background on it. I think this, Alex, I agree, and I see your valid point how the original N-word thing was a terrible word meant to demean people and to talk down to them, and it's terrible. But at the same time, why do we give words so much power? Like, I hate that, like, when we start listing words we can say and can't say.
Yeah, you know, I also hate when guys say, like, the B word. I hate that, too. There are just certain words, I'm like, why do we even say them at all? That's my thing. Any of these, no matter who you are, what your race is, I just think they're terrible words that nobody should be saying.
One tweet here said, Kendrick Lamar, this is from a few days ago, not from at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, which you can join in the conversation that way and let us know. Kendrick Lamar stops his concert because the girl that he brought on stage to sing his song says all the lyrics, and because she's white, she's not supposed to say the N-word. That's in his song. Kendrick can take the L for that. Don't use the word if you don't want your fans actually to use it.
I agree.
Hey, good morning. This is the Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to right now?
This is Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah, what do you want to say?
I, like, agree completely with Alex. Like, I hate it when all my college, like, I'm in the black community, but I'm also part of the sorority Panhellenic community with, like, that's pretty much what the white community is, like, called.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen both sides, and I hate the word. I've hated the word, even though, like, people drop the hard R. I've hated it. Like, my grandma got so offended by it when she heard, like, a little 12-year-old said it, and she told me before she died that, like, we were called that to, like, say that we were, like, dirty, and she doesn't think that, like, it should be said. Like, it brings back bad memories. It, like, makes us, like, circulate, like, the bad times that we've been through.
Right.
And she doesn't understand why people would want to say it, or she didn't. And so, like, I don't say it now. I've never, like, said it in college.
And you're African American, correct?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
But does Kendrick Lamar mentioning it and other rappers in their song, does it kind of take away that thing your grandma hated, that negative connotation? It's kind of like, hey, I'm giving this word power. It's mine.
Yeah. I hate it so much when I listen to music because I feel like it's, like, the number one word they put in dead space of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I feel like a lot of people say it because they think they can. And when the black community says it, they say it because they have a right and, like, they're, like, taking in charge of it. But I'm like, no, you're not. You're bringing it back and making other people think it's okay for them to say. And then smaller kids will start to say because they're adapting your language.
Hey, thank you for your call this morning. We really appreciate it. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to right now? What's your name?
Michelle.
What's your thought on this? What did you want to say?
I just want to say, well, to us, it's like a different way of using it. It's like you can be a stupid N-word, or, you know, you can be, you know, a smart one. But getting taking it completely away, that's never going to happen in the society that we live in, being racist and not racist, because, you know, they take a lot of black history out now. So as black people, we're going to keep that word, and we're going to try to make it strong. And I understand, yes, if rappers don't want white people to say it, don't put it in, you know, your lyrics, because if a Caucasian person puts something wrong in their lyrics and a black person say it, it might be taken the same way. But it's just the fact that that word is never going to be taken out of anybody's vocabulary, black or white. But in the music industry, yes, they have to be mindful of what they say if they don't want the opposite race
to say the same word.
If we were hanging out and I was like singing along like, you know, Mad City, like with you, I don't know, we're hanging out at like a barbecue or like a party or something, and I said that, would you be like, what the hell did you just say, Joe? You'd be like, oh, it's cool. It's the lyrics.
Yes, I would, because I have Caucasian friends and I've had to check them like, wait a minute, like we cool, but we're not that cool, because to you, it might seem like, oh, it's a cool slang word to use because, you know, we're friends. But with you saying it in your skin tone, in my mind, it's automatically going to be you're saying it the wrong way, because it's always been taken the wrong way when a Caucasian person say it at the same time. And I have my twin here, and she would like to talk, and I call in all the time. And I love you guys. If you
Thank
have the time.
You. We love you, too.
Real quick, go ahead and let her say something. What she want to say real quick?
All right, so I just feel like listening to you guys or listening to her sing the words, I'm very unoffended by her reaction.
Really?
If I was that skin tone, I'd have did the same thing. I interact with a lot of Caucasians, and I love you guys. I'm not offended by that word. Like, it just does not offend me, unless this is back in 2002.
Yeah.
When me and my twin was standing on the bus stop at 6 o'clock in the morning, and a bunch of group of white guys ride past and call us the N-word. Then it's offensive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not the same thing when you're a rapper.
Yeah,
and
I think
you know, you put it in there. I don't think anybody should have been offended.
Music, no matter what genre, is the purpose of it is to bring people together. And if you're going to put something in your music that you are going to divide your fan base and say, well, only certain people can sing these lyrics, and then only certain other people can sing these lyrics, then you're missing the point of music. And why would he expect a starstruck teenage girl to hop on stage with him? And obviously she wants to impress and be like, look, I'm your huge, biggest fan. I can sing all the words. And then expect her to, in that moment when she's so excited to be around him, to censor herself. It's just the whole thing is so stupid.
I think she was a little messed up too. Like, maybe she wouldn't have normally done it. She seemed like pretty drunk to me.
Well,
in the video.
She probably was. But I mean, I think it's an unrealistic expectation that rappers have if they want to use the N-words in their song, and the N-word in their song, but then not expect their white listeners to sing along with it.
Hey, thank you for all the calls this morning, and you can call me Cracker anytime. It's all good here. It's the Joe and Alex Show.